Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. Now, if you happen to live on the West Coast of America, or maybe even on the East Coast of America, and you listen to the show, you hear foreign information. You hear information that doesn't sit well with you, because the things that I talk about with real estate investing, they don't seem to translate as well to the left and the right coast. So you're asking, well, why is that? I mean, I thought all real estate was the same, right? And the answer is no. No, it's not. Real estate is different. There are things that impact real estate, such as location, such as economic status, such as, well, there's just a ton of things, and I don't want to get into all those things. But point is this, if you live on the left coast or the right coast, some of the things that I talk about on the show just don't seem plausible to you. For instance, when I tell you you can buy a single family house and you can put, I don't know, $20,000, $25,000 into that deal, you can capture maybe another $20,000 of equity once you renovate that property. You can put that property into service. All of a sudden, it's going to be the nicest thing in the marketplace, and people will compete to live there because they don't want to spend their money on junk. They want to spend their money on something that they can call home. And in doing all of that, you can average about $400 a month, plus or minus, in passive income in the form of cash flow, which ultimately translates into you giving yourself a $4,800 a year raise every year. And then, of course, I always say with a cheeky comment, when's the last time your boss gave you a $5,000 a year raise and didn't beat the snot out of you for it? Yeah, well, real estate doesn't do that. So I was at a case study, oh, I don't know, about 2 weeks ago, a week ago, maybe it was a week ago. Yeah, we had a case study a week ago in the San Antonio office, and I was hanging out in there, and I'll tell you what, I was like a little school kid. I was just giddy. I got to see a bunch of people that I hadn't seen for a while. And all of a sudden, a guy by the name of Trey sits down next to me. Now, Trey is, he's actually a real estate agent. He's really good at what he does. I mean, he's one of these guys that I have on my team, because he can go out and find the properties that meet my investing criteria. And then he sends me that information. And then if it makes sense to me, I'll lock up the deal and we move forward. Now, ironically, when I saw Trey, I haven't seen Trey since before the pandemic. Now, get this. When I saw Trey before the pandemic, he had, well, I won't call it a military haircut, but his hair was pretty short. I mean, it would have been within regulations had he been serving in the Army. But when I saw him last Thursday, this dude had like a, I don't know, 12-inch ponytail. Yeah, yeah. So he'd been growing his hair out the entire pandemic. But here's the other thing that Trey was doing. Trey was still scouring the market to find deals that he could make available to our members at Lifestyles Unlimited. And one of the people that has a connection with Trey is a couple by the name of Danny and Kara. Now, they don't live in Texas. Now, as a matter of fact, they live in the Pacific Northwest. They're way up there in a very beautiful part of the country. But ironically, that part of the country is one of those parts of the country where, you know, I tell you all those things and you go, dude, it doesn't work here. And the reason it doesn't work there is because there's an imbalance with regards to property values and what rents can be. And I will say that, and I don't know if this to be absolutely true, but historically, municipalities will do what they think is the right thing. And they'll do things like, you know, put rent control and stuff like that in there because they think they're protecting the populace. Well, if you're a younger person, like, you know, Danny and Kara are, relative to me, that is, you start looking around, you're going, this doesn't work. So people like Danny and Kara, you know what they do? They just adjust. They just adjust. They figure out how to buy property someplace other than where they live. And that's a key core competency of membership in Lifestyles Unlimited. We absolutely believe in live where you want, invest where it makes sense. So after talking with Trey, he's like, dude, you got to get Danny and Kara on the show. And I'm like, okay, let's do that. So guess what? Guess who's on the show today? Okay, Danny couldn't make it because he's at work. He couldn't break away. So the point here is that Danny is still working, not a problem. But Kara was able to break away, and Kara is with me on the show today. And what we're going to talk about today is how they broke through whatever conventional wisdom was impacting them in the greater state of Washington and just took the bull by the horns and did what was necessary for them to change their lives. So I'm going to welcome Kara onto the show. Sorry, Kara, I talk so much and I apologize for that, but I want to welcome you to the show. I think it's so awesome that you're willing to tell your story, because your story will resonate with so many more people than if I just espoused it. So welcome to the show, Kara.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be on the show.
Oh man, I can't wait to get into your story. So I kind of used up the whole segment because I wanted to talk about, you know, the transition that you guys have made. Now, real quickly, just yes or no answer. Was the transition into real estate easy or not?
Yes, it actually was easy.
Okay.
There's an asterisk to that, but
oh, yes, there's
no
an asterisk.
Answer. Yes.
Okay. All right. Yes. So we got a yes from Kara. So here's what's going to happen for the rest of the show. I'm going to ask questions and shut up and let you learn from an experienced Lifestyles Unlimited member. When we come back from the break, we're just going to get into the details and fill your mind with good info. Stick around.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange. And we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at lifestylesunlimitedfreeworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to do what I promised in the first segment. I'm actually going to stop talking a little bit and let Kara tell you her story, because her story is a story that you need to hear. Now, there's a couple reasons for it. First of all, she may be in the exact same shoes that you're in, and she may give you some guidance and some wisdom that you can use to get out of your current situation. Here's the other thing that I think is very important. Kara is not one of these people that's been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited for 5, 7, 10 years that we occasionally bring on to show you what the end looks like. No, Kara is getting started in her real estate investing journey. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, what that was like. So, Kara, Tell me about you and Danny. What do you guys do for a living? How long you been married? And what were you doing for retirement before Lifestyles Unlimited showed up?
Okay, well, Danny and I both work every day. I'm a business administrator for a small privately owned company. And Danny works at ship repair. He's a welder supervisor. So one day, Danny came home from work, and he would listen to Dell. Dell would be on the radio conveniently during his commute home from work. And he said, hey, there's this real estate investment two-day seminar here in Seattle. We should go check it out. As per our retirement plans, we kind of didn't have any, you know. Danny's in the union, and there's, you know, some promise of retirement there, but really not enough, I don't think, to take care of us forever. And frankly, as much as I enjoy my job and appreciate my boss, the day I stop coming to work is going to be the day I stop getting paid. So we didn't have too much planned for retirement. And this was a really exciting opportunity. So we went to the two-day, and I was kind of sold about 2 hours into it. I was like, this is an awesome plan. This makes sense, and I think we can do it.
So let me just restate what you just told me and the entire audience. You're just normal Americans trying to get by in society. You live in a beautiful place that has, let's be honest, a higher cost of living than the rest of the nation. So it can be a little bit of a struggle, can it not?
Absolutely. What we saw at the two-day, we're like, this doesn't work. And we're in Seattle. And the home prices are extraordinary. You know, thankfully, we own the home we live in. But working this process in this part of the country, the numbers just didn't work out for us. But Texas was another story.
Yeah, Texas is a little bit different than the rest of the country, you know, and there are people on the left coast and the right coast that think, okay, maybe Texas is the armpit of the country, and I'm here to differ with you and say, no, that's not exactly true. We just have not allowed our economics to get out of control like other parts of the country have done. Okay, there's an argument for Texas, but you made a decision to stop just going through life. And to start investing in real estate. So tell me exactly what you and Danny talked about. What is your 5-year plan? Where are you guys trying to get to in the next 5 years?
I would say we'll continue to purchase single family homes and really get the momentum going on that. And if you work the program and see how it goes, it's kind of a cycle of, you know, purchasing homes, rehabbing, renting them out, maybe a cash out refi, maybe selling the home at the appropriate time, reusing that money, and just really building your wealth. So 5 years from now, I think we'll still be working, which I think is fine. But I think if we can focus on, you know, creating this wealth that we can dip into when the time is right, maybe moving into passive investing. That sounds, you know, after you buy a home and rehab it and realize how much, you know, work and passion goes into it. The idea of some passive investing sounds really exciting too. So that might be on the radar for the horizon, but it's just continuously building our wealth so that when the time comes, you know, we just have more options than we would have otherwise.
How long ago did you guys, you know, sign up and become members and actually attend that two-day?
I think it was February of 2020. I think it was just last year. You know, COVID time is just this kind of a strange, it seems like it was way longer ago, but it was February of 2020. We went to the two-day. We signed up that day. I think we went to the expo maybe 2 months later. We didn't even know what was going on. We just showed up and started taking classes and meeting people. So it's been a little over a year.
Okay, so the results that we're going to talk about on today's show, I think it's pretty fair to say that all these results came during a coronavirus pandemic event, correct?
Yeah, they certainly did.
So when coronavirus hit, and you guys had all gone through the training, and you're all educated, and you're getting all your ducks in order, and you're starting to look for properties, and coronavirus hits, did you get a sinking feeling in the pit of your stomach?
I didn't, because there are so many resources and people you can talk to and information. And bottom line, people need safe, clean, affordable homes to live in. I don't think that will ever go away. And I feel like being a part of that, being able to offer that, that will always be a need.
Yeah, we definitely found that out loud and clear during the pandemic. And the reason I bring that up is that there are people that will get spooked by what's going on in the world. But you and Danny did not get spooked. So clearly, the information that we presented to you, you all embraced, and it made total sense to you. And you realized that Seattle was not the place to buy, but Texas was. So tell me about how you got into that first deal. What transpired that made you go, that's the one we want?
Well, when you sign up and you're in it, you get the email blast, the real estate opportunities in your inbox. And I remember the first time I started getting blasts. And every home is like, well, this is an opportunity. So it really gets exciting, and you see them in your inbox. And, you know, for me, some of it was just kind of a crapshoot. You'll go after certain properties, and you won't be the first in line, and you won't get it. And I think after you do a few and you realize that there's a lot of people interested in this home, and you just kind of go after these different properties, eventually you'll hit one and you'll get that response email that says, hey, you're first in line. Let's go.
Nice. So how many properties did you tackle before you became number one on the list?
For the first house, probably 3 or 4. And I think that's good, because it starts to take some of the emotional investment out of it after you go for one and then you're not first in line and you do it again. And then after a while, you get comfortable and build the confidence and you're like, hey, I'm just going to go for it and see what happens. So probably
on it, Kara. I'll tell you what, we're at the end of break. I'm sorry to cut you off. But when we come back, we're going to get back into the story. You want to hear what she's got to say.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this, because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so I've got to clean up a little mess that I made. At the beginning of the show, I inferred that Danny and Kara were married, and Kara corrected me, and I apologize for that, Kara. I did not mean to represent your relationship. And the other thing I want to do for you, Kara, is I want to give you an opportunity to shout out to Mom.
Oh, Mom and Dad, listening in New Jersey, and the rest of my fam. I love you guys and miss you so much.
Wow, there you go. Hey, you know, nothing like radio to bring people that are seashore to seashore apart, literally with a big landmass in between, together. Man, I feel like I actually did something important today. This is a good thing. All right, so Kara, let's get back into your story, because you guys were in the hunt. What kind of single family homes were you looking for? Were you guys looking for the cash flow? Were you looking for equity capture? Did you want to blend between the two? What was your sweet spot?
Definitely a blend between the two. And I think mostly what we were looking for was how much cash out of pocket do we need to spend to get our first house? You know, we don't have a tremendous amount of cash sitting around, and you don't need to, and we certainly didn't, but we dipped into what we had and said, hey, with what we have here, what kind of house can we get? And it was, you know, a modest rental home, needing some love, some rehab. And on those rehabs, I think that's where you really get that equity capture, because you put a lot of value into the home through the rehab. So some equity capture that we can tap into down the road, maybe when we cash out refi or when we sell. And then, you know, a few hundred extra bucks a month in the bank just coming in.
It's kind of a good feeling, huh?
It was a really cool feeling. That first time we had renters in the house, and the rent came in and the mortgage went out and there was money left over. And that happens every month. And it's pretty cool.
So where's that property at?
It's in San Antonio.
San Antonio. So I'm actually a lot closer to your rental property than you are. And what you
sure.
don't know is I actually live just outside of San Antonio. So how many plane tickets did you and Danny buy during the acquisition and rehab phase? I mean, come on, you live in the West Coast. You have to come to San Antonio a lot to do this, right?
No, we actually...
No.
No, you don't... I didn't see that. We did go to San Antonio, and I think we just kind of made the excuse to see the rental house. We just kind of wanted to make a little trip out of it. But no, I did not see the house. I did not visit the house. You don't need to. This house that we're closing on Friday, I don't know when I'll see it. But you don't need to.
You know, there are people listening to us right now that think you are out of your mind. Are you aware of that?
Well, maybe. It's exciting, and I'm not fixing this house. I'm not swinging the hammer. I hire professionals to do that. And this day and age, with all the technology that we have, you don't need to be there.
So how do you orchestrate this deal from Seattle? Walk me through the process.
Well, there's a lot of emailing. And so you mentioned Trey. So Trey is my real estate agent. Both the homes we've purchased so far have been with Trey. And he's fantastic. I mean, we're emailing, we're texting. I have my mentor, Joe Flores. He's awesome. I CC him on all my emails. If I have a question that I'm not sure of, he's quick to answer me. So we're emailing and we're talking, and then you start gathering your team. You need your lenders. You need, you know, your contractors. And you follow the timeline that Lifestyles has put out for you. If you're, you know, a little unsure of what the next step is, there's so much online education. And you just start building your team and working the timeline, and it moves fast. Fast, fast. You don't have time to doubt yourself. It just starts, and before you know it, you're closing on a house, and that you own it now. It's pretty fantastic.
You got to be working like what, 40 hours a week just focused on that, right? Isn't that how this real estate stuff works?
No, 40 hours a week on my day job. No, it's not that much. There are definitely spurts of a lot of communication on those integral parts of when you're putting a deal together or closing, working with your contractor. But once it's done, these are things. What's good about Seattle is that I'm 2 hours behind Texas. So I can wake up at 6 a.m. It's 8 a.m. in Texas, and I can get a lot of work done if I need to. And by the time my work day is done, it's dinner time for you guys. So I enjoy the time difference. It works really well for me.
So what you're telling me is that you've pretty much cracked the nut on this thing, and this real estate investing really isn't as hard as most people make it out to be.
No, it doesn't need to be. Absolutely not. The theory behind it, you know, is makes total sense. Buy a home that needs some rehab, rehab it, and rent it out to somebody. All the intricacies and the difficulties that can come up, those things are supported by the Lifestyles infrastructure, by your mentors. What I love about Lifestyles is that the vendors are part of, you know, an approved, vetted vendor team. So where you might feel unsure of hiring someone from, you know, a thousand miles away, you know that this vendor has been vetted. Chances are this vendor is a Lifestyles member. So you have confidence and you have trust in a lot of these vendors. You're not picking people blindly. And that actually has been a huge sense of relief for me, having that resource and having the vendor list.
So how many people are on your team? I mean, let me see if I can identify some of. So you got Trey, he's your real estate mm-hmm. guy. You got mm-hmm. Joe, he's the guy that you bounce all of your ideas off. He's the guy that understands what's going on in your financial world and kind of, you know, puts those left and right blinders on you so that you stay focused on the prize. You've got people that are renovating your property. Did you choose to go with a general contractor for one-stop shopping, or did you choose to be your own general contractor and essentially bring on the trades as you needed them?
No, I used a general contractor, and through that general contractor, you know, they source all the sub trades. A general contractor for sure. I don't think I have enough specific knowledge of construction to do that myself, so I will leave that to the professionals.
Yeah, that sounds like a very wise statement. I agree with you, you know, and here I'll just share with you something that you'll eventually pick up on if you haven't already right now, Kara, is that you're going to become so knowledgeable about the systems in the homes. You're gonna know so much about, you know, if I'm looking at a 1940s property, I know these are the issues I gotta kind of think about. If I'm dealing with a 1980s property, different kinds of issues. But what I love is that you are not afraid to go out and find somebody who had more knowledge than you in a particular skill set, and you took advantage of that, but in a good way, right?
Absolutely. And I think that it's if I were in Texas or near San Antonio, I might be compelled to be there more than I need to be, or maybe even get in the way or show up at the house during construction. The fact that I'm far away, I think, actually is helpful. I'm out of the way. I'm not getting emotionally attached to this home. This isn't a home that I'm going to live in. It's a home that I'm going to make nice and safe and affordable for someone else to live in. So that distance, I bet the general contractor probably loves it, knowing that I'm not going to show up in the middle of the workday, in the middle of the week. It works perfect for us.
Yeah, I would say you've pretty much nailed it. I mean, here's the thing. That contractor works for you. You're the boss. You give direction. They do what you say. If they don't, you need to go. We'll find another one. Hey, we come back from the break. We're going to get into some of the numbers because there's some good news there, too.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate: cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, so as promised, we're actually going to get into the mechanics or the numbers of a deal. And the reason we're going to talk about this is so that you can understand the results that Kara and Danny achieved by investing in real estate. And not just any real estate, a severely ugly, damaged, unloved house in the greater San Antonio area that, for one reason or another, whoever had the deed to that property made a decision to sell that property. That property went on the market. Trey happened to know about that property. He notified all of us who are Lifestyles Unlimited members that are connected with Trey. Kara got essentially the 911, and she contacted Trey and said, I want this deal. And Trey said, okay, let's lock it up. So walk me through what went next, Kara.
Well, you kind of want to see if the numbers make sense. So what's great about Trey and other real estate agents, so they send you some preliminary numbers. You want to know what you're going to pay for the house, what you're going to pay for in repairs, and ideally what the house is going to be worth after repairs. So you're looking at your comps, and you're just kind of getting an idea, saying, hey, does the math work so that when I buy this house, there's already equity in the home, and then also I can rent it out and get some cash flow. So you get your contractors in there. They start working on bids. I like to bring a home inspector in there to kind of get an idea of, you know, the nuts and bolts of the status of the home. And then
it's cheap insurance, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And then, if that home inspector blows up your plan, you just walk, right?
That's it. You walk.
Okay.
You're not just because you say, hey, I'm interested in, hey, you're number one. It does not mean that you will get that home or that you need to buy that home or you're stuck with that home. You have the freedom and the opportunity to make an informed decision. So that's when you really kind of squirrel in there, see if the numbers work, start building your team, you reach out to your lender. So I'm using a hard money loan, which is a loan where they will loan you based on the after repair value of a home, to get your hard money lender going in there. And then it just kind of all starts moving really fast all at once. And once you say it's a go, you get ready to close.
So what was the ARV of this particular property when Trey notified you that it was available?
This one that we're going to close on Friday has an ARV of $165,000. So it's a small three-bedroom, one full bath, small home.
And what's it costing you to buy that property? What's the sales price?
I'm going to buy it for $83,000.
Ooh, $83,000. And what's your rehab budget?
I'm going to put about $57,000 into it.
Are you nuts, woman? $57,000 for a crack house? What are you thinking?
It's it really needs some love, but I'm telling you, when it's done, it's going to be lovely. It's going to be a really nice home.
So really what you just told me is that your all-in cost is probably going to be, I'm just using rough math, maybe around $140,000?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you say that ARV was?
$166,000.
Okay, so you just told me that you're going to capture about $26,000 in equity in this property. Am I getting the math right?
No, the math is right.
Okay.
And then we're still going to, you know, still get our little extra money from the rent every month. But yes, you're absolutely right.
All right, let's blow everybody away. How much cash are you projecting to actually take out of your pocket and put into this deal?
Probably $20,000 or $21,000.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there, Kara, because I got to make a very, very important point. Kara and Danny are investing $20,000, $21,000 into a deal that when they get this deal done, this deal will have equity of $26,000. So if you do the simple math, they're getting an over 100% equity capture in this property. Now, let me just dispel any thoughts that you have out there that are negative, because if anything happens to one or both of them, and for whatever reason they get this property stabilized and a resident in there, and oh my gosh, if they had to sell that property, that equity that they have in that property is going to be what keeps them from losing any money. Now, that right there is rule number one in Lifestyles Unlimited. Never lose money. And what they have done with this particular property is they have protected themselves. And that's one of the reasons why you want to capture all this equity. The other reason you want to capture all this equity is because that wealth goes on your balance sheet, right, Kara? I mean, all of a sudden, when you get this deal done, all of a sudden your net worth is going to go up by $26,000.
Correct.
How's that make you feel?
It's exciting. It's that cumulative effect, the feeling that you are building something, that each step builds on the step prior, and that there's an exponential growth that's visible, tangible.
Now, is your game plan to go through all these systems in this property and make them whole again, or at least have maybe a 5 to 7 year lifespan?
On the home, I do think that we'll hold the home probably about 5 years. So we make everything nice and safe and happy, and probably let go of a home probably about every 5 years or so, depending.
Why do you want to let go of a great house like the one you just described at 5 years?
Well, I think after about 5 years, things kind of start to give you some problems. I think some of your larger appliances, 5 years, things start acting a little wonky. And, you know, maybe by then, we'll just sell it, take the cash, and buy another house.
Or buy a couple more houses.
Or buy a couple more houses.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, you know, if you're walking into, what, $26,000 worth of equity, and even if you, I mean, let's ignore the craziness of today's markets with the wild appreciation that's going on. But if we just go with conservative appreciation rates, I think there's a really good chance that you guys will potentially triple your money in 5 years. And that I look at it from, you know, the amount of cash that this property is going to throw off and the amount of equity, not only that you captured, which was a great number to begin with, but all the additional equities that are going to occur just because of, you know, natural price appreciation. Wow. Is that your projection? Are you thinking like maybe tripling your money in 5 years? Is that what you guys were looking at?
I think that's absolutely feasible. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think it's totally feasible. I mean, man, so, okay, let's put our heads around that concept. So you put $21,000 in the deal. It's just sitting in that property. That property's throwing off cash. And, you know, if you hold all that cash and you sell that property at the end of 5 years and you do a 1031 exchange so that you can defer all the taxes, man, essentially now that property is turned that $21,000 into like well over $85,000. I mean, that, and you're not really doing a lot of work, are you?
No. No, I'm not.
All right, what's your number? How many houses do you need to get yourself to a place of retirement? Or is Danny first on the list?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. I think now we really still have our heads down, and I feel like if we can just keep working it, by the time we have a chance to take a breath and lift up our heads, there'll be a fat little, you know, nugget for us to cash on. I don't know. Maybe 5 or 6 homes, and then I think we might want to move into passive investing.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like those guys are having a real good time over in the passive investing world.
Well, that's primarily where I exist. I have single family properties too, but the bulk of my money is in apartments, and I'm a passive investor. And I got an email yesterday. Oh, you're getting a quarterly distribution. Bam. I got another email. Oh yeah, this apartment has finally closed escrow. You're getting all of your profits. Bam. I haven't done anything other than read emails and cash checks. I mean, that's really how terrible my life is.
Right.
And that's where you guys are trying to get to, right?
Yeah.
You guys are definitely on the right track. Now, I've only got about 20 seconds left. Now, do you have buckets of cash laying around, or do you have a strategy right now that you'll harvest cash from properties to get additional properties?
Yeah, harvesting cash, some savings, kind of money here and there. We don't have a huge bucket of cash to pull from or ginormous retirement funds to cash out. We're just kind of scrapping by.
But I'll tell you what, you're doing everything you're supposed to do. Kara, I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to share with us the great information that you provided. And folks, you've got to get started. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.